The question was asked, why would Bilam go this path? So our sages say that in order to understand Bilam, we have to look at one thing, arrogance. When a person is focused on themselves, on their reputation, on their honor, what's called nefesh rechava, he constantly desires, he wants more and more. So then that focus shifts them and then they can go everywhere. Bilam doesn't even have a wife. Isn't that interesting? Why doesn't he have a wife? Because a wife involves giving. Marriage involves giving. A donkey, oh, you could just have the physical pleasure, move on with life. The donkey doesn't make any demands. Even a wife he doesn't have. He sleeps with his donkey at night. Because then he can do what he physically desires, and in the morning he doesn't have to feed her breakfast or anything. He throws a bucket of oats, moves on with life. Bilam represents this idea. Even when he speaks to the Ribon Shalom, he's so arrogant. And Hashem tells him, I don't want you to go. The nation is blessed. No, let me figure out a way to do it. I want to make a lot of money. And it says that when Bilam got there and Balak wasn't waiting with buckets of money, he got very upset at Balak. And Balak says, I prepared all these sacrifices. And Bilam thought to himself, the Medrash says, he says, you promised me gold and silver and money. Where's all the money you promised me? But Bilam hated the Jews just as much as Balak did. So he was happy to curse them. But deep down inside, he kept saying, hey, I thought I'd make a lot of money out of this. Where's all my money? The key point when we learn Bilam is this idea that Bilam's arrogance and his desires drove him to the point where he was willing to do anything. So how did he get prophecy? So it would seem there are two opinions. One opinion says he only got prophecy in order to bless us. All the time he was a sorcerer. He was never a prophet, like we saw in the Me'am Lois. He wanted people to think he was a prophet, but he was a magician. He was a fortune teller. He could get people to think he knew the future. Then Hashem wanted him to bless us. So he came. Hashem gave him the prophetic vision to bless us, just like Hashem speaks to Avimelech and to Paro and others. That's so that we get that prophecy. That's one understanding. There are others, but that's one.